Now the Lord Jesus Christ speaks to this church in the midst of crass materialism, degraded animalism, base paganism, and dark heathenism. And will you listen to him as he speaks to this church? Because, very frankly, I think this is one of the most important of all. Will you notice what he says? Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Do you notice that he holds with his hands the church? It's under his control. He doesn't have it today, but he did then. And he walks up and down. I think he's still walking up and down and still judging his church. And you're seeing him do that. Now he has here seven words of commendation that he says to this church. He says, I know your works. We need to understand that he's speaking to believers. God is not asking the lost world for works. It's not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy that he saved us by the washing of regeneration. This is the thing that is important. Paul says in Romans 4:5, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Now, Christ is talking to his own here. After they're saved, he wants to talk to you about good works. And he has a lot to say about good works. We are told, for by grace are ye saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk into him. And Paul could write to Titus in the Epistle of Titus 1:16, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate. This is very important for us to see, by the way. Someone has said that the Christian ought to be like a good watch, all gold, open face, well-regulated, dependable, and filled with good works. And so here, he's saying to this church, as Paul had said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then he told them what you can do as a Spirit-filled believer. And now the Lord commends them for their good works. And then he says, and thy labor. Now, what's the difference between works and labor? Well, this word labor has in it the meaning of weariness. Jesus being wearied with his journey. They got tired working for the Lord. Got weary in the working. Now, the third thing he mentions here, commends them for, is their patience. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And also the fourth thing is, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. They couldn't bear evil man. The fifth thing that is mentioned here, thou didst try them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. Now, they tested anyone that came into Ephesus and said he was an apostle. And if they found out that he wasn't an apostle, they'd ask him whether he'd seen the resurrected Christ. And they soon found out whether he really was an apostle. And if he wasn't, why, they just told him to leave town, and they generally got out of town. In other words, they always tested, which I think is certainly more true today even than then. Now he says, and is born, and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored. Now you'll notice, for his name's sake, they were bearing the cross. They preached Christ. They believed in the virgin birth. They believed in his deity and his sacrificial death. And they paid a price for it. And the seventh thing is, and has not fainted. It really is, has not grown weary. What does he mean? He said before that they had grown weary, now he says they haven't grown weary. Well, this is one of the great paradoxes of the Christian faith. And I think I can illustrate it by what Dwight L. Moody once said. When he came home after a campaign, he was worn out. His family begged him not to go to the next one. And he told them, he says, I grow weary in the work, but not of the work. And there's a lot of difference. You can get weary in the work of Christ, but it's tragic if you get weary of the work of Christ. Now, these are the words of commendation that he has to say to the apostolic church. 7 words of commendation.